Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Cade Kistner. Cade is a publisher for Inside the Phillies. Inside the Phillies is a blog site on Fan Nation, which is powered by Sports Illustrated. The blog site covers Major League Baseball's Philadelphia Phillies. On the program, we recap the Phillies' 2022 World Series run and what's next for the Phillies and more. Cade is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV, or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Did you know headlights dim over time? You can lose up to 50 feet of visibility before burnout. Stop in to replace yours at Advance Auto Parts, your dependable source for auto lighting today. Snag a new pair of Soldania Silver Star Ultra Bulbs and brighten up those darker fall and winter nights. Switch today, see better tonight. And don't forget to replace your wiper blades and change your oil to ensure you're prepared to hit the road. Only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
This is how we advance.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Did you know headlights dim over time? You can lose up to 50 feet of visibility before burnout. Stop in to replace yours at Advance Auto Parts, your dependable source for auto lighting today. Snag a new pair of Soldania Silver Star Ultra Bulbs and brighten up those darker fall and winter nights. Switch today, see better tonight. And don't forget to replace your wiper blades and change your oil to ensure you're prepared to hit the road. Only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
This is how we advance.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV, or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest.
Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
Did you know headlights dim over time? You can lose up to 50 feet of visibility before burnout. Stop in to replace yours at Advance Auto Parts, your dependable source for auto lighting today. Snag a new pair of Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Bulbs and brighten up those darker fall and winter nights. Switch today, see better tonight. And don't forget to replace your wiper blades and change your oil to ensure you're prepared to hit the road. Only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
This is how we advance.
3-2 from Garcia. Realmuto shoots one in the air the other way. Back goes Tucker at the wall. It's gone! Realmuto starts the 10th with a go-ahead shot.
Two gone and a scoreless first inning. McCullers to Harper.
It's good. Right center field. Lightning strikes. 2-0 Bills.
Alec Holmes strikes the second and rips one to left field. Over Alvarez and gone!
Ambush!
2-0 from McCullers. Marsh hits a fly ball to right field. Tucker drifting back to the track, to the wall. He can get it. It's off the top of the wall and gone! Schwarber drives it to center field. McCormick's going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Gone! Wow! Monstrous blast! Hoskins with a drive, left field, wow! Schwarber turns on a ball, deep right field and gone! Of course he did! Punch, counter punch.
Let's see on 2-2. It's a fastball and it's cranked to right field and it's gone! Astros blink first, Schwarber with a blast.
Hoskins starting the ninth. Pops it up. Tucker. Astros. 1 in the ninth inning. Bases empty. 1 gone. J.T. Realmuto lines the ball into center field and the Phillies have hope. He slices a pop into left. Yordan Alvarez. The Astros are one out away. Castellanos. There goes the runner. Fly ball down the right field line. Tucker comes on. Kyle Tucker. This time they finish the job. The Houston Astros, world champions.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of Major League Baseball and Fox Sports. That was Joe Davis giving the play-by-play. Of course, those were highlights of the Philadelphia Phillies in a great 2022 regular season that they had. Of course, the highlight package that you heard with the Phillies in action during the 2022 World Series with the likes of Kyle Schwarber, of course, also J.T. Realmuto, followed by Bryce Harper, Alec Boehm, also Brandon Marsh, Reese Hoskins, all hitting home runs. But they came up just short in the 2022 World Series, losing to the Houston Astros, but nevertheless a fantastic season for the Phillies. To talk more about the Phillies World Series run, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is a publisher for Inside Phillies. Of course, it's a part of the Fan Nation broad program that's a part of also of Sports Illustrated. Again, he's the publisher for Inside the Phillies, Cade Kastner. Hey, Cade, welcome back, my man.
Hey, how are you?
All is well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Cade, what were your takeaways from the Philadelphia Phillies 2022 World Series run?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that the Phillies are feeling and the fans. It's one of those things, too, where you look at it and the Phillies, you know, quote, weren't supposed to be there, right? And then they come in and they take, you know, one from the Astros in game one, and then they take the first one at home. And so you got to imagine the Phillies were feeling pretty good after the first three games, you know, taking two of them. But at the end of the day, right, the Astros kind of felt, you know, inevitable in a way. They're just, you know, they're from top to bottom, that roster is very deep. The lineup is incredible. The pitching is arguably even more so. And the Phillies, you know, they kind of met their match in the World Series. But, you know, throughout the course, they really put up a really good fight. And I think that the Phillies have something to build on now. They made the postseason. It was kind of a cakewalk for them all the way to the World Series. And they kind of know, you know, who they are now, identity, and now they have something to build on going into the 2023 MLB season.
Indeed, they definitely have something to build upon, because you said at the beginning, you said no one expected Philly to be there. I didn't expect the Phillies to be there. A lot of people were pulling for St. Louis in terms of the National League, St. Louis or San Diego. But the Phillies, I guess it's tried and true of the fictional character of Rocky. They clawed and fought their way to the top, and they got to this year's World Series. I want to talk about JT Realmuto for a moment. He had a nice series for the Phillies. He hit a home run in game one of the series. Give me your thoughts on JT's play against the Astros.
Yeah, JT was one of those players that was a bright spot for the Phillies, where especially in the lineup behind the dish. It was really cool seeing him receive his gold glove in Philadelphia. I believe it was game four, right before game four, something like that. And he proved why he won that gold glove award. You know, he makes some really good plays. He calls really great games behind the plate. And then at the dish, you know, he hit really well. Home run in game one. And then, you know, he almost got to play hero again in game, I believe it was five or six, I think it was six, when Kyle Tucker, not Kyle Tucker, I'm sorry, Chaz McCormick. Yeah, it was game six, Chaz McCormick. Yeah, game one, two, three, four. Game, I'm so sorry, excuse me. Anyway, he had some really good hits. He played really well. The overall line for the Phillies did not hit very well of game three when they had all those home runs. They tied the World Series record for home runs. So outside of that game, the Phillies lineup was pretty abysmal, but JT Realmuto, kind of one of those guys that every time he stepped up to the plate, he had a good at-bat, and he had some really big hits in the World Series. And it just goes to show why the Phillies prioritized his extension and, you know, didn't want to let him walk. So JT, once again, a really good postseason. And he continues into the World Series as well.
Rightfully so. And speaking of somebody that handled their business, as you said, you're glad they didn't let JT walk. How about these two gentlemen that played well? We talked about them the last time you were on the program, Rhys Hoskins and Brandon Marsh. I tell you one thing, both of these gentlemen have become cult heroes in the city of Philly. Now, Rhys was sensational in the divisional series, and then Brandon had a great run coming into the playoffs. He was a little disappointing in this World Series run. Give me your thoughts on Rhys and Brandon in the series against the Astros.
Yeah, so Hoskins has kind of always been the face of the franchise for the Phillies. He does a lot for the city. He's, you know, before Bryce Harper got there, he was kind of the guy. And now he's kind of like Mr. Philadelphia. However, Phillies fans are really hot and cold on Hoskins in the same way that Hoskins is kind of hot and cold at the plate. You saw Hoskins kind of make a big defensive blunder in game six that kind of helped, you know, start a rally for the Astros. His defense was kind of off the mark for the majority of the playoffs. He's not a great defensive first baseman, but his bat, when it's hot, has the ability to carry the team through a stretch. Unfortunately, his bat kind of went cold, and by kind of, I mean it went ice cold. And in the World Series, that was evident. He just looked lost. And that's one of those guys where, if you're going to win a World Series, if you're going to be a championship-caliber team, and especially when you're facing the Astros, you need a guy like Rhys Hoskins to kind of step up and be the guy that he can be. And unfortunately, he just wasn't that guy during the World Series. Brandon Marsh, another one of those guys, the Phillies traded for him at the trade. They gave Mickey Moniak to the Angels. It was a one-for-one player swap. They also gave Logan Ohapi. Anyway, but Marsh kind of came in. He's this elite defensive center fielder. He's got a nice flat swing with a lot of power. And like you said, he kind of impressed, you know, down the stretch. He had some good moments in playoffs. And the World Series, another one of those guys that was platooned at center field with Matt Vierling, because his bat really wasn't getting the job done. And outside of an error, Marsh did play elite out in center field, and that's what they hired him to do, or so they traded for him to do. And he has, you know, he's still a rookie. He's got a lot of development left to go, and so that was a really good moment and a really good experience for Marsh, especially moving forward, going to be the everyday center fielder for the Phillies.
All right, I want to talk now about Alec Bohm. Again, Alec, similar to Reese and Brandon, were great in the postseason run, but when it came time to the World Series against Houston, his bat cooled off as well. Give me your thoughts on Alec and his play against the Astros.
Yeah, Alec is another one of those guys, and it kind of just goes to show almost the entire Phillies lineup kind of went cold against the Astros pitching. I mean, they were no hit, you know, in game four. So, and Alec Bohm, you know, is one of those guys, too, where he gets on a hot streak and he can kind of help carry a team. And all of these guys that we've talked about between, you know, Bohm and, you know, Reese Hoskins and a few of the other guys were really hot to start the postseason. And that's why they kind of cakewalked their way to the World Series. And then they cooled off. Now, whether they cooled off or it was the Astros' elite pitching or a combination of both, Alec Bohm was another one of those that kind of succumbed to, and he put up a couple good at-bats. He hit that home run in game three when they kind of got homer happy. But that, Alec Bohm really was not impressive, and he really didn't really kind of do his part at the plate. He had a couple good at-bats, but you know you have to put it all together at the right time to win the World Series. Again, Alec Bohm, a young guy, inexperienced in these types of things, just wasn't really able to get it done in the World Series.
Well, somebody that got it done in this series, despite Philly coming up short, was Bryce Harper. I mean, he did his thing defensively, and of course, just a great playoff run for Bryce, and then did his thing against the Astros. Give me your thoughts on Bryce and his play against Houston.
Yeah, Bryce is a great leader, right? He could only, you know, play the designated hitter position because of his elbow injury that he occurred early on in the season. We should know here pretty soon whether or not that's going to require surgery or not. But, you know, he was a guy, he stepped up, he was a leader. He's, you know, he's been in, you know, these types of situations before. Not as much as maybe a guy like Kyle Schwarber has, but, you know, Harper had one of the better postseason runs of any position player ever. And so, you know, that carried over into the World Series. And again, unfortunately, with the no-hitter, he was held, you know, hitless in game four. And then game six, when they kind of really needed him, he came up short there. But as a whole, if you put the entire product together, Bryce Harper had an incredible postseason run. And on top of that, he did play pretty well against the Astros. Again, it's just hard for any position player to really gain any type of momentum at the plate when you're facing a gauntlet of, you know, Justin Verlander, Lance McCullers, Christian Javier, and obviously Framber Valdez. So you're not going to find a whole lot of success against those guys if you don't get to them early.
And you mentioned his name earlier, Kyle Schwarber. He's really the only one on the team with World Series experience. And, I mean, he's a great offensive player and also a solid defender, but his bat was on point the whole time throughout this series. Give me your thoughts on Kyle and his play against Houston.
Yeah, Kyle was one of those guys that you, if you were a Phillies fan or if you were just the Phillies in general, you wanted him at the plate as often as possible. And that's one of the reasons that he hits leadoff, or at least he did throughout the entire postseason. It's because it gives him more opportunities to get to the plate to make a difference. I know there's a big argument whether or not he should have been hitting third or fourth instead of leadoff, but you want your guy who's hot to be hitting as many times per game as possible. So that's why he's at the leadoff position. And he did. I mean, he hit some really big home runs. You know, he put the ball in play. He drew lots of walks. And he really didn't fumble you know, out in the outfield on defense. And he was a guy that was always cool, calm, collective. You know, in the clubhouse, the players were leaning on him. Even after they lost Game 6 and lost the World Series, I remember going in there into the clubhouse, and he's sitting around with, you know, some guys like Matt Vierling and other guys, and they're just kind of drinking a beer, and they're kind of just cutting up, and they're happy they were there. They're happy for the experience, but they're more excited to get to next season and continue this journey because they just see this as a building block, as a stepping stone. And the reason they have that mentality, or a large part of the reason they're thinking this way, is because of Kyle Schwarber and the way that he's able to lead those guys and kind of give that clubhouse that mentality.
Yeah, rightfully so, and definitely a Schwarber bringing that experience. He's definitely the one that's going to take Philadelphia into the right direction for next year. Last time I had you on, Cade, we talked about the rotation. It was going to be a case of several matchups in the series with Houston's pitching against Philadelphia's offense, and it would be Philadelphia's pitching versus Houston's offense, and Houston's bats were smoking in this series. I want to talk just kind of a little bit about the couple of the pitchers in the series for Philly, starting off with Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola. They brought heat, but they ran into some jams, and as I mentioned earlier about Houston's offense really taking control throughout much of this series. Give me your thoughts on Zach and Aaron's play in this series.
Yeah, so Aaron Nola, you know, he got the start for game one, and so they kind of wanted to give Zach Wheeler some extra rest. Aaron Nola went out there. He not super great, but enough to where the Phillies were kind of able to keep it close and then win it in kind of stunning fashion in game one. But Aaron Nola, throughout the NLCS as well, he kind of started to falter. He had some really great starts, you know, perfect through, I believe it was 5 or 6 innings against the Astros in his final regular season start, and then was incredible throughout the wild card and the NLDS. And then the NLCS, you could kind of start to see him falter a little bit, and that continued into the World Series. And then Zach Wheeler kind of did the same thing. He was kind of faltering there in the NLCS, and then his first matchup against the Astros in Game 2, which the Phillies lost. But then you have the rain delay, games got pushed, Zach Wheeler got a couple extra days of rest, and then he went out there in Game 6 with everything on the line, and he performed really well. He looked exactly like the ace that he is kind of toying to be. And he pitched really well. And so it was kind of almost a head-scratching move for him to be pulled after 5 and a third inning in Game 6 in an elimination game. But I think when you look at these guys' performance, you know, throughout the postseason, you get into the World Series, you have to remember that these guys are not used to pitching into November. And Zach Wheeler also, you know, dealt with some elbow tendonitis, so he got a little bit of time off. But he also had the most amount of innings pitched in the National League last season. I believe it was 212 innings. So he's coming off of a really big workload in 2021, and now he's pitching deep into the postseason in 2022. So I think you're seeing maybe a little bit of fatigue from these guys. And so it's just one of those things. It's a long season. And unfortunately, your top two guys that each both pitched 2 games in the World Series, they came up a little bit short. And again, that's really hard to kind of come back from, especially when your lineup, the Phillies lineup, is being limited with the opportunities they have because of the elite pitching that the Astros have on the other side.
I want to stay just with Zach for a moment. In watching Game 6, I know there were 2 runners on base around in the 6th inning. If you were Rob Thompson, would you have allowed Zach to stay in and finish the inning, or do you think he made the right call by putting in Jose Alvarado despite allowing or runs from the Astros?
Yeah, so this is one of those decisions I've talked about on a few other programs as well. It's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of things, right? Zach Wheeler at 5 and 1, so he's in the 6th inning, guying out. He has a runner on 1st and 3rd, but his velocity wasn't really dropping, and ace, right? If you're going to win a World Series game, you keep your ace in there and you ride him, ride or die. But at the same time, you've got Rob Thompson, who decided to bring in Alvarado, who on paper is a really good matchup against Yordan Alvarez. And so if everything plays out the way that Rob Thompson was thinking, you know, Alvarado, you know, goes out, gets the easy 2 outs, and then maybe he's able to come back out for the 7th inning. And you limit the damage that was done, and you keep the game right where it's at. So I understand the decision that Rob Thompson made. At the end of the day, though, talking to Zach Wheeler in the clubhouse afterwards, he was incredibly surprised that he was taken out of the game in that situation. And so if it was me, I don't know. I feel like that situation could have gone either way, but I feel like if you're going to win a World Series, you have to rely and lean on your ace, especially when he's having a really good game like he was. And I feel like Wheeler probably should have been afforded the opportunity to finish up the sixth inning. But again, you know, if Alvarado goes out there and gets, you know, Alvarez and a couple other outs and comes back out for the seventh, then, you know, we're all riding with Philly Rob, right? So, yeah, I'm not really quite sure what I would have done in that position. That was definitely a tough one.
Indeed, it was a tough one. When I saw that decision being made, I was like, oh, this is a – okay, I thought they would have attempted to let Wheeler finish the inning, but like you said, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. But nevertheless, the Houston Astros go on to win the 2022 World Series title. And I wanted to stay with more of the Phillies rotation for a moment. Ranger Suarez, he was solid, wound up winning game three of the series. Just give me your thoughts on Ranger and his play in the series.
Yeah, he was incredible, right? I mean, you can't – there's nothing bad to say about that guy. And you just look at his story. You know, he's a middle reliever, then he became the closer in 2021, and then he was moved to rotation at the end of the 2021 season. He had a shortened spring training due to a visa issue in Venezuela, so it took him a little while to get ramped up and back to his, you know, normal production levels in 2022. But once he did, he was solid, and he was incredible throughout the postseason. He had some really good starts. He helped close out the NLCS out of the bullpen. And then he had a really good start in game three, you know, when, you know, the Phillies won and hit all those home runs, and he just kind of seemed unhittable. And that's a big part of his mentality too, is no situation is too big for him. It doesn't matter if it was, you know, game number, 14 in the regular season, or if it was, you know, game three of the World Series. His heartbeat is always low and slow. He's just kind of a flatline guy. He loves pitching. He will do anything for his team in any situation, and he proved that all year long. He's proved that throughout his career, and he proved that in the World Series. So he was absolutely a bright, especially as a number three starter.
All right, and then Sir Anthony Dominguez also started a game in the series. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he won game one for the Phillies. Just give me your thoughts on his performance in this contest.
Yeah, so Sir Anthony, you know, he's this big power fastball type guy, you know, kind of a late inning type guy, you know, seventh, eighth, ninth type of pitcher. And so he looked kind of shaky. He kind of started to look a little shaky in the NLCS when they had that the rain that was coming down in Philly in game five against the Padres. And since then, he kind of just didn't necessarily look right. He had a couple of good outings, you know, a couple of good innings here and there throughout the six-game series in the World Series. But overall, I think it was kind of a long year for him. He was asked to do a lot of things he wasn't used to doing and put in a lot of situations he wasn't used to, especially whenever you get into high-pressure situations like the postseason. And again, it was a learning experience for him, just like all these guys. And I think he'll be better for it. But again, you know, Sir Anthony's one of those guys that you were kind of hoping would be a little bit more clutch in the moment in the World Series. But again, I'm not trying to take away from his performance at all. But yeah, he definitely looked a little bit more shaky in the World Series than he kind of had throughout the rest of the postseason, and especially through the second half of the regular season.
All right. And last time I had you on the show, we talked about manager Rob Thompson. We talked about how Joe Girardi was fired in June, and then Thompson comes in as the interim, and then they wind up awarding him with a contract. And what a season that he had, considering how the Phillies from April through the early part of June, they just seemed like a team that was headed nowhere. And then all of a sudden, with Thompson taking over as the manager of the team, they just go on this wild ride. And then, of course, make surprising everybody by being in the World Series. Just give me your thoughts on Rob in his 2022 season.
Yeah, Rob Thompson was incredible when he stepped in, and he earned every penny of his new two-year extension or contract, right? One thing I'll say about him is I'm really surprised that he wasn't named a finalist for the National League Manager of the Year. I think that was kind of a big snub. And that's not just me, you know, covering the Phillies or anything like that. You just look at what he did for that team. He turned them around from 22-29 when he took over to getting to game six of the World Series against the Astros, you know, the same Astros team that just swept the Yankees. in the ALCS. And another thing, too, about Rob Thompson is that all season long and all the way throughout the postseason, you know, he made decisions in-game. And he kind of – he's a baseball lifer. He knows the flow of the game. He can feel the game, and he makes decisions based off of that. And there's only one decision that I can look back on throughout his entire tenure as the Phillies manager, interim manager, that was kind of questionable, and that was pulling Zach Wheeler in Game 6. And so if you go back and you look at, you know, the entire sample size, you know, Rob Thompson is just this steady, even guy. The players love him. He loves the players. They feel comfortable around him. And obviously you see what that did for the team. And so that's one of the, he's one of those guys that you want to keep around and you want leading a baseball team. And to be quite frank, you know, you see what he's done, and it's utterly surprising that he hasn't had the opportunity to manage a big league club until this point.
All right, Sal, and definitely brighter days are ahead, and the future looks bright for Rob Thompson as the manager of the Phillies. And now let's move forward now, look ahead a little bit to the 2023 season for the Phillies. So, Cade, I want to know what's next for the Phillies. I want to start off with Gene Segura. He is a free agent. Gene was spectacular in the playoff run for the Phillies. Unfortunately, he was nowhere to be found in the World Series matchup against the Astros. What's next for Gene? Will the Phillies make any attempts to make him, to try to bring him back, or is he looking for greener pastures somewhere else?
Yeah, Gene was really good throughout the postseason. He's been really good for the Phillies throughout his entire tenure with them. The Phillies declined the team option as a $17 million team option for 2023. That was expected, declined, and it was. So, he, like you said, he's now a free agent. I don't think the Phillies try and bring him back. I think they're thankful for what he did for the team and who he was as a player. And, you know, not the best of him when they needed him the most. But, you know, now Bryson Stott, you know, he's at shortstop all year, played really good defense there. But he feels a little bit more at home at second base, which is where Segura plays. And so I feel like the Phillies are going to move Bryson Stott over to second. You'll probably see his defense improve a little bit. He's improving as a hitter, and the Phillies will probably try and go after one of these four star shortstops. And again, I don't see them bringing Segura back, just because Segura is not going to want a bench role. He's a better player than that, so he'll definitely be looking to probably get on with another team here in free agency.
I want to talk about the pitching rotation. Justin Verlander is expected to be a free agent. Is there any chances, are the Phillies going to try to make a run for him? Are they going to try to, I guess, put all the cards on the table and try to land Verlander in Philly? Or do you think he plans to finish his career in Houston?
So, actually, we just wrote an incredible piece on this last night. Alex Carr did over at Inside the Phillies for us, and why the Phillies should pursue Verlander. So he's 39. He'll be 40 by the time the 2023 season rolls around. The issue, though, with Verlander is he's probably looking for a the $40 million a year range. That's something the Phillies can't afford, absolutely. But then it kind of begs the question of whether or not they can then go get a shortstop like Trey Turner or Xander Bogaerts. But one thing about Verlander is that no matter what team he lands on, you know, he doesn't look like he's close to retiring anytime soon, and his peripheral numbers on the mound show that he's really not due for any type of regression. And you see he's about to, you know, most likely win the AL Cy Young Award at age 39. He had a 1.75 ERA, and this is his first year coming off of Tommy John surgery. So you imagine that he's only going to get, you know, stronger, right? And the further away he gets from that surgery. He would be a good fit with the Phillies in the sense that one of their rotation spots is probably going to be awarded to a guy like Andrew Painter or Micah Bell or Gary. You know, all three of them are top pitching prospects, not just within the Phillies organization, but within all of baseball. And Andrew Painter and Micah Bell in particular have drawn comparisons to Justin Verlander. So the argument is there that you bring in Justin Verlander to kind of be a mentor to these guys. And you've seen it work with Cole Hamels in Atlanta, even though he only pitched, I think, like one inning or something like that. during his tenure with the Braves, the impact that he had on those young Braves pitchers was incredibly evident. And so Verlander, you know, if the Phillies bring him on, would also be hoping that he can kind of take on that role with these younger top pitching prospects the Phillies have. I don't really see the Phillies pursuing a starting pitcher at the top of the market, and rather focusing on a middle infielder like Bogarts or Trey Turner, just because you have that 1-2 punch at the top of the rotation already with Nola and Wheeler. And then you've got Ranger Suarez, who's proven that he can be a very steady and reliable number three pitcher. And then again, maybe they go out and get a guy to kind of solidify that fourth spot, and then a young guy like, you know, Andrew Painter or somebody like that to kind of come up and get some major league time as the fifth starter. So we'll see, but I think Verlander would be a really good fit for the Phillies. I think he'd be a good fit for a lot of teams, though. I just think it's hard to see the Phillies playing in the starting pitching market, at least at that level.
I want to stay just with pitching for a moment. The Phillies had their issues at the closing pitcher position this past season. Will the Phillies try to make a run in free agency to get a closing pitcher, or do you think they're comfortable with who they have in the bullpen?
I think they're comfortable with who they have in the bullpen with Alvarado and Dominguez. You look at the free agent pitchers they went out and got last year, and Corey Knebel, Jairus Familia, and then they traded for Brad Hand, right? All three of these are pretty big names, supposed to be kind of reliable guys, and all three combined put up 0.1 wins above replacement. So that's pretty terrible when you look at the amount of money that was spent on these guys. So you're definitely going to see the Phillies probably go out and add somebody. Again, I don't think they're going to add like a superstar closer or trade for one or sign one, just because I think they feel pretty comfortable with Alvarado and Dominguez at the back end of the bullpen. And then you've seen Andrew Bellotti kind of come in as well, and he's really impressed throughout the season or postseason, as well as Connor Brogdon. So you might see the Phillies add, you're going to see the Phillies add a couple bullpen pieces, but I don't think they're going to go out and trade for, an all-star closer or anything like that. I think they already believe those guys are in the clubhouse.
You mentioned one of the big free agents in this free agent period, and that's Xander Bogaerts. And there's some other great free agents out in the market. Do you see the Phillies trying to make a push for Xander, or do you see any other free agents that could catch the Phillies' eye?
I think they're really high on Xander Bogaerts and Trey Turner. Phillies are betting favorites to land Bogaerts, and they were the betting favorites until this morning to land Turner. So those kind of flip-flopped as of this morning. Not that, betting odds matter at all, but it does kind of give you some frame of reference for where maybe the Phillies are going to be focusing. But we've also heard from, there's a lot of interest in these guys. Xander Bogaerts obviously played for the Red Sox when Dave Dombrowski was there, and so there's a previous relationship there as well. Trey Turner and Bryce Harper have a good relationship from their time in Washington. Trey Turner is plays really great defense at shortstop. He's fast. He's got a really good, consistent bat. He's the prototypical leadoff hitter. So I think that Turner there automatically makes the Phillies a force to be reckoned with. They already are, that lineup. But you add a guy like Trey Turner to the leadoff spot, and you add him, on defense over at shortstop, and that kind of helps get rid of that defensive liability, because right up the middle you've got, at that point, JT Realmuto, and then you've got Bryson Stott, who's a good defensive second baseman in this scenario, Trey Turner, and then an elite defender in Brandon Marsh out in center. So that would kind of, in my opinion, be the best case scenario. That being said, Xander Bogaerts has the best bat out of any of these four available shortstops, out of Turner, Swanson, and Carlos Correa. So it wouldn't surprise me to see them snag guys. I think Turner probably is a little bit better of a fit, but either one of these guys between Bogaerts and Turner would be an incredible pickup for the Phillies. And, if I was a betting man, I'd put my money on the Phillies getting one of those two.
Yeah, all three of those guys are definitely formidable players with Bogaerts, Turner, and Correa. Definitely all great. And speaking of being all great, we know Philadelphia is a passionate sports city. And I've got to ask you this, Cade. What was the atmosphere like for those Phillies games? Because I know the last time the World Series was – that was the last time the World Series was played in Philadelphia was 2008. So I know that was a long time coming. What were the fans like in Philly at Citizens Bank Park?
Yeah, it was incredible. It really, really was. They were I've never seen it like that. And in baseball, you know, home field advantage is, you know, some people say you can take it or leave it. It really doesn't make a difference, this or that. And that's partially true. You know, in sports like football, you know, I've covered the New Orleans Saints, and the Superdome is one of the loudest stadiums I've ever been in. And it truly gives, you know, the home team, in that case the Saints, a really good gives them an actual home field advantage. I will say Citizens Bank Park during the entire postseason, but especially the World Series, was unlike any stadium I've ever seen. I don't think I saw anyone sitting down. Everyone was on their feet. Everyone was loud. And especially when the Phillies got out ahead early, the crowd, I mean, they just didn't give the Astros none. And it was just incredible witness, and that's unlike anything I've ever seen at any sports stadium, much less in baseball. So credit to the Phillies fans. They really helped propel their team through the postseason and really gave the Phillies a distinct advantage when playing at home in the World Series.
Philadelphia, definitely a unique city and definitely a very passionate sports city. And you heard it from him. He's Cade Kastner. He is the publisher of Inside the Phillies, which is a part of Fan Nation, which is ran and owned by Sports Illustrated. Cade, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Just tell everybody what's going on over at Inside the Phillies.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me on the program again. Always fun talking with you. And again, my name is Cade Kastner. You can find us on Inside the Phillies at si.com/MLB/Phillies. Also on Twitter at InsideFilliesSN. We've got some really great content we pump out every single day. Right now we're kind of focusing on the Rule 5 draft coming up, as well as, you know, free agents. And so it's a really good time to kind of hop in and get yourself acquainted with the offseason and the goings-on. It's arguably almost as interesting as what actually happens during the season, if you're into that kind of stuff. So we've got some really great work from some really talented writers over. So, again, Inside the Phillies, you can find us.
Awesome. And tell everybody where they can find you on social media, Cade, as well as Inside the Phillies and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, again, you can find me on Twitter at Cade Kastner, K-A-D-E Kastner, K-I-S. NER, and you can find my site's Twitter at DiePhilsFN. And then again, our website, you can just type in InsideThePhillies.com or SI.com/MLB/Phillies.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Cade Kastner, publisher for Inside the Phillies, which is a part of Fan Nation, which is owned by Sports Illustrated. Cade, again, thank you so much for being on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
All right. You're welcome. We'll be back with more right now.
3-2 from Garcia. Real Muto shoots one in the air the other way. Back goes Tucker at the wall. It's gone. Real Muto starts the 10th with a go-ahead shot. Two gone and a scoreless first inning. McCullers to Harper. It's good. Right center field. Lightning strikes. 2-0 Phillies. Alec Bohm strikes the second and rips one to left field. Over Alvarez and gone! Ambrose! 2-0 from McCullers. Marsh hits a fly ball to right field. Tucker drifting back to the track, to the wall. He can get it. It's off the top of the wall and gone! Schwarber drives it to center field. McCormick's going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Gone! Wow! Monstrous blast! Hoskins with a drive, left field, wow! Schwarber turns on a ball, deep right field and gone! Of course he did! Punch, counterpunch. Let's see on 2-2. It's a fastball, and it's cranked to right field, and it's gone! Astros blink first. Schwarber with a blast. Hoskins starting the ninth. Pops it up. Tucker. Astros. One in the ninth inning. Bases empty, one gone. J.T. Realmuto lines the ball into center field, and the Phillies have hope. He slices a pop in the left. Yordan Alvarez. The Astros are one out away. Castellanos. There goes the runner. Fly ball down the right field line. Tucker comes on. Kyle Tucker. This time they finish the job. The Houston Astros, world champions.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Did you know headlights dim over time? You can lose up to 50 feet of visibility before burnout. Stop in to replace yours at Advanced Auto Parts, your dependable source for auto lighting today. Snag a new pair of Saldana Silver Star Ultra Bulbs and brighten up those darker fall and winter nights. Switch today, see better tonight. And don't forget to replace your wiper blades and change your oil to ensure you're prepared to hit the road. Only at Advanced Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
This is how we advance.
Getting a job at McDonald's means getting a job combo that fits you, like flexible scheduling with a side of working close to home, or feeling appreciated with a side of hours that work for you. So what's your job combo? Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com.
Get benefits like bonus pay, flexible scheduling, an employee emergency relief fund, and more. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com or text APPLY to 38000. Jobs you apply for may be in a restaurant owned by a franchisee, not McDonald's. Franchisees are responsible for all employment at their restaurant.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Cade Kistner, publisher for Inside the Phillies, a blog site on Fan Nation, which is powered by Sports Illustrated. The blog site covers Major League Baseball's Philadelphia Phillies. Once again, a big special thank you to Cade. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.